Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
What is your name?
Kim. K I M.
You sound like a woman.
I am a woman. My name is Kim. Yes. K as in Kai, okay. I as in Vincent, M as in Mary. Kim.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said Kim.
I know it's these phones, so I don't take no offenses. These phones. M's in like N's. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible. May I help you?
Yes. I have gotten two notices from the Winner's Circle Online Club. Now, I use my credit card. The shipping, I'm not worried about. The $1.50 or $1, whatever, I'll pay it.
Yes, ma'am.
I did that twice for the iPad Pro and Magic Keyboard. And then they turned around and told me this was a scam.
Hmm.
I said, oh, fuck.
Right.
And then I turned around and I got involved in the reward survey where mm-hmm. it was just the iPad by itself. It mm-hmm. was $1 and something. Now, I know I did it, how I figured that. I went to Walmart today and I looked on my card and I checked my balance. And I said, yep, this is it. This is what I did, and I wrote it down exactly the dates. And then that one came back, told me it was a scam on my phone.
Mm.
It said that this is an antivirus. It had encrypted your phone, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
And then when I tried to push on that link,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't let me. And then it says, you have been advised this is a scam. I said, okay, some bitches, I give them my damn money. They're going to give me my product back.
Right, right.
I'm not playing. But this is the first time it's ever happened to me.
Yes,
I ain't got a lot, but $1.50. If that's the shipping, I'll pay it.
Yes,
but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do now because the iPad Pro and the Magic mm-hmm. Keyboard told me twice I have won. Claim
oh, wow.
it. Yeah. You have claimed this back in September. This is your final message.
Well, yes, ma'am. Let me see how I can assist you with this. You know, if you have an account with us, just give me one moment. Oh, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
I don't have an account. I just use my credit card.
Okay. Let me have your zip code.
Okay. 35121.
35121. Yes. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Did you say 3521? I know I'm missing a number.
Yes, ma'am. It's 35121.
35121. I do apologize. May I have your first and last name?
Rochelle Payne.
Rochelle Payne.
Mm-hmm.
And you did put in your credit card information.
Yes. I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, I think it was $6 or $7.
Yeah, we'll get it worked out. Hopefully I'm looking for you. You spell your first name R-O-C-H-E-L-L?
Yes, ma'am. E.
E, yeah, mm-hmm. R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
And then your last name, is it spelled P-A-Y-N-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That didn't come up under your zip code, so I'm going to try your first and last name.
Okay.
Nope, it didn't come under your first or last name either. Do you have a good email address? I mean, an email address that you use to enter this into the sweepstakes?
Yeah. CELLOPAYNE55@gmail.com.
No? Are you sure you put your credit card information on here? You're not pulling up for me so far.
I got it out. I got it out right here, ready to give to somebody if they asked about it.
Wait, if you didn't put in your credit card information, it just means that you didn't order anything online. Because, you know, anytime you order something online, they always ask for your credit card information or bank information.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can pay for things online.
I put it in.
Oh, you did put it in. Okay, you're not pulling up for me. Now, only for the sole purposes of locating your account, nothing else. I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I'll need your first 6 digits of your credit card. I'm just trying to locate your account because I did your first name, your last name, email address, and the phone number you called on here from, and you did not pull up for me at all. Not at all.
Okay. The reason I know that because when I went to balance out my medicine today, it had took off yesterday when I did it again yesterday. Girl, I paid, I don't know how many times I've been paid for these damn things.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I know it took off yesterday because I went to the pharmacy and left me a balance of $356. My beginning balance was $5-something. But
yes,
I know. I said, well, it took it. It had to take it. I think I either paid $1 or $1.50 for yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
But they said today they have got me where I have been. They wanted me to claim it ever since September of last
year. I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to assist you and find your account. So I think they might have typoed your name. Hold on. Can you verify your shipping or mailing address for me, please?
Yes, 67 Camille Court, Oneonta, Alabama, 35121. And they did ask me, did I want it delivered? I didn't, something about, I didn't put in my delivery address. I'm saying, yeah, I did.
Say your address one more time for me.
67 Camellia Court. And it's in Oneonta, Alabama, 35121.
No, that's not you. I was hoping it was.
Because I still got the message. You have one paid item in your cart. You forgot to set delivery preferences. Update delivery preferences. And this was yesterday. And I updated.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking.
Okay. Let me look for another one I can tell you.
Would it be under anybody else's name besides yours?
Hell no.
No? Okay. I'm trying your name again because I know you really don't want to try your, you know, credit card information, which I don't blame you being in that situation. I'm just trying to help you locate your account.
Oh, I know, baby.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I'm just trying to.
So I'm just
give you
trying another way. Yeah, I'm going to try another way. Trying to see if this might be you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Let me have your address one more time.
67 Camellia Court.
I'm going to try your address. I'm going to just try it that way.
Okay, here it is. Money was received. This is the 26th sequential payment. That payment exactly on time. And due to that, our team has decided to reward you.
Yes, let me try to find you. Let's try your address. I'm going to put your address in here this time instead of trying to find you by your address. Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah, I'm going to try by your address instead of, you know, you verifying. I'm going to try it by your address and see if your account pulls up that way.
67 Camellia.
Can you spell that for me?
Cool. Camellia.
Court. Is this an apartment or a house?
Apartment.
Okay.
Okay, here's the iPad.
What's
the
city? What city and state?
Oneonta.
Say what
Oneonta.
Now?
Oneonta.
Spell that for me.
Oneonta.
Okay, and the zip code?
35121.
You said this is in Alabama, 35211, is that what you said?
Yes.
And this is in Alabama, the state?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, here's
I'll
the
try
other
it
one.
This way. No, you're
the
not
iPad
pulling up.
Pro,
the
iPad Pro you won giveaway was not yet claimed. Do it here. You got 12 hours left, and I just claimed it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold on. I'm looking for you. Do you feel comfortable with doing your last 4 digits of your credit card instead of the first 6? No? Okay. Well, let me see. I mean, it's I'm gonna keep looking then. So far, you're not pulling up. So that's what I was asking. I'm just trying to assist you.
The Winner Circle Online Club.
Well, you know, I work for a third-party call center. We handle a wide variety of products, you know. So I'm just trying to locate your account for you. That's all. And if I can't find you, the last option would be to have you contact your bank and see what number they need to give you. But I...
Right,
do you have a middle name that you go by?
Sam?
Do you have a middle name that you go by sometimes? I'm just trying to reach, trying to help you.
I'm going to give you... There's one more. About a year ago, I got one phone. But only thing I was missing was a battery. I got one battery missing from y'all. I don't know what was up with that.
Okay.
Well, I can. Okay, the other, you can. Okay.
What?
Now that address is my. I get my not my private, but my most important mail will be at 65 Committee Court. Can you check that one?
65. Hold on. Let me go back to it. Hold on a second. 65. Spell Camellia Court for me one more time.
CAMELLIA.
Court. Okay. City and state.
The same.
What did you say? I had took it out because I thought you didn't give me a first and last name.
Oh.
Go ahead. What is the city? And spell it for me one more time.
O-N-E-O-N-T-A.
You said this is in Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second.
Christina, were you messing around with my phone yesterday? Man, you, ooh. Mm-mm.
Did she put in her name? She want to try her name then?
God damn. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to.
But
okay.
She,
awesome. Man, hopefully you can get this rectified. What's the name? First and last name?
It's Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
And her last name?
Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Okay.
First
does she have an email address? Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, capital C, capital M, capital D, lowercase AVIS, 22 at gmail.com.
No, that's...
Why did you do that?
Let's see.
Yeah?
Her email address not on here. Let me type it in. Hold on. Give it to me, her email address one last time. I was looking for it. Give it to me one more time.
Capital C.
Uh-huh.
Capital M. Capital D. Lowercase A-V-I-S. The 22 at gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you. Hopefully we can find her this time.
Look, right here.
Okay. Hopefully we can find you to get this rectified today. I'm hoping without using your credit card.
Okay, she put on, what'd you put? Okay.
She put her birthday and phone number on this one. I didn't have to do that.
Say that again. What did she do?
She put her phone number and her date of birth on this one.
Okay, let's try her phone number. What's the phone number?
Okay, it's 205-353-1882. Okay. 1882.
Okay. Quit that. Damn. Nothing. You sure you don't feel comfortable with giving your first six digits of your credit card or last four?
I can. I'm just...
I was trying to avoid it, but I can't. I know. I'm not going to promise you. I'm not going to do anything with this just for the sole purpose. I'm on a recorded line to locate your account. I'm really at work, so I would not do anything to you like that. No, no, ma'am.
Oh, I know, because I got to throw away cards. I don't care.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, but I'm at work at a third-party call center. We don't. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
You want me? Okay, how you feel about giving you just the whole 16?
I just need the first six and the last four, whichever one you want to give me, the first six or the last four. I prefer the first six, reason being because it usually pulls up. Sometimes it doesn't pull up with the last four. You have a better chance with the first six. But if that doesn't work, we can always try the last four.
Well, wouldn't you have to give out the whole digit if you give out the first six?
No.
Okay, you ready?
Not how our system is. Go ahead.
It's 4242-30.
I'm going to repeat this back to you just so you know I heard you correctly. 4242-30, is this correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing. Okay,
let's try
424-230, and you're not pulling up, which just means that so far you don't have an account with us because we're just a third-party call center, and a lot of businesses use a third-party call center. So you may want to contact your bank unless you want to try your last four digits of your credit card, but so far you're not pulling up.
I used this card just now.
So it may not be with us. Yeah, it's probably not, more than likely not with us. You're going to want to contact your bank or credit card company and get the number for them so you can get it rectified, but you don't have an account with us.
Okay, girl.
Yes, ma'am. Unless you want to try your last four as a last-ditch attempt, if that's what you want to do.
I'm getting another text from y'all.
Oh, wow.
About the same iPad.
Do you want to try the last four then? So then
we. Yeah, because like I said, I didn't do this for fun. I was really wanting it,
Yes, ma'am.
0873.
0873. Okay, last attempt.
Yes.
Okay.